Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Boland.
Gambling interests are attempting to amend Nebraska's constitution and legalize gambling. On the ballot, you will have the opportunity to vote on Initiative 429, 430, and 431. Joining me is Nate Gross from the NFA team. Nate, what do people need to know about ballot initiatives 429, 430, and 431?
Karen, these initiatives on the ballot seek to legalize all forms of gambling, including slot machines, sports betting, and online gambling all across the state without ever mentioning the word casino or gambling actually in the initiatives. So 429, 430, and 431, these are proposals that are written by casinos for casinos. And so far, they've been spending millions of dollars to mislead voters. What the initiatives propose is to legalize games of chance at licensed racetracks. But this doesn't quite tell the whole story. If these initiatives pass, full-blown casinos with 24/7 gambling can open all across Nebraska, and they will be regulated by an unelected pro-gambling commission who can authorize all gambling at any licensed racetrack enclosure. But a racetrack can offer 24/7 casino gambling 365 days a year by holding just one racehorse per year. There is also no limit to the number of these racetracks that can be built in Nebraska, but it also isn't even just limited to racetracks. By changing our state constitution to allow gambling at racetracks, under federal law, the state must also allow Native American tribes to operate their own casinos as well. We want to encourage our listeners to visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org for more information and vote against 429, 430, and 431.
Thank you, Nate. Once again, to learn more about the harms of gambling and to view your personalized voter guide, visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org. Be sure to also follow us on Facebook for daily election updates and join us together as we pray for the elections.